a White House staff member and a senior official in the US Congress have both tested positive for COVID-19 despite being fully vaccinated. Over the weekend, they met a group of Democratic Party lawmakers from Texas, five of whom have also tested positive for COVID-19, even though they were also fully jabbed. The so-called breakthrough cases came on the day the Centers for Disease Control announced that the Delta variant is now responsible for more than 80% of new infections in America. And the rate of deaths in the country is increasing fast. Our US Bureau Chief Simon Marks reports.
The news from the White House and Capitol Hill came on the six-month anniversary of President Biden's inauguration. It's a fair bet that his press secretary, Jen Psaki, did not anticipate spending the day conceding that a fully vaccinated White House official has contracted COVID-19 and isn't the first.
Confirmed today there's been a breakthrough case.
Yep.
But you're also confirming there have been other breakthrough cases.
Yep.
But you had not previously disclosed that there had been.
And that's correct. We had also committed during the transition that I think there's hundreds, thousands of people who work in the federal government, as you all know. And we had committed during the transition that if it was a commissioned officer, which who are the highest level ranking people in the White House and in the building here, that we would make that information publicly available. We stand by that commitment.
She would not be drawn on the identity of the White House staffer, like the fully vaccinated deputy chief of staff to the Speaker of the House of Representatives. The White House official contracted COVID-19 after attending an event honoring some Democrat lawmakers from Texas. Five of them are also breakthrough cases, fully jabbed but positive for COVID-19. The press secretary insisted the president is at no risk and that the mild nature of the cases, if anything, proves the efficacy of the vaccines that the White House is urging Americans to take.
If you are vaccinated, you are protected. If you get a case of COVID, it will be mild. If you are not vaccinated, you could be, we hope not, but among the people who go to the hospital and get very sick from the virus. The data is very clear. So part of our objective is also not to stoke fear among people who are vaccinated because the data is pretty clear about their protection.
But the data in the United States is, in fact, not clear. The CDC director, Dr. Rochelle Walensky, was back on Capitol Hill today, again testifying that the vast majority of hospitalized patients in the U.S. are unvaccinated.
In a five-month study from January to May in numerous states, five or six states, it was 99.5%.
That claim lies at the heart of White House assertions that COVID-19 is now a pandemic of the unvaccinated here. But the study was carried out before the Delta variant spread across the U.S. It's now responsible for 83% of new cases. And a study conducted in only five or six states is not representative of a country that's made up of 50 of them. Senator Richard Burr, a Republican from North Carolina, drilled down in this exchange with Dr. Walensky.
It's my understanding that CDC is only tracking breakthroughs that result in hospitalization. Is that accurate?
No, it's not. So that's in passive surveillance, which is, as I mentioned earlier, not the best way to track these breakthroughs and one of the limitations of our passive surveillance system, which is why we are collecting longitudinal data in tens of thousands of people, some of whom are getting weekly PCRs, so that we can check test for asymptomatic breakthroughs as well.
Okay. You're going to have to prove the data that says you probably won't go to the hospital and you certainly won't die. So without that data, you're in a very weak situation.
And the CDC on its own website even acknowledges the weakness of its data on breakthrough cases, saying it might not be complete or representative. On the other side of the Atlantic, Public Health England reported this week that 35% of people who died from COVID-19 in early June were fully vaccinated, a disparity with the White House data that Biden administration officials have not yet explained. I'm Simon Marks in Washington.
And late on Tuesday, the official physician on Capitol Hill confirmed that the Delta variant has been identified in congressional buildings and has caused several cases of COVID-19 among fully vaccinated members of Congress and their staff.